No radio? No computer?
No!
No worries. Your mobile device becomes a radio when you download the free iPhone or Android app at radioonthego.com. 104.9 KLMJ. Radio on the go.
Attention valued customers of First Bank Hampton. This is Dave Huberger, and we're getting ready for a fresh, exciting update coming your way. We're thrilled to announce that our lobby will be refreshed to serve you better than ever before. Picture this: modern, spacious, and designed with your comfort in mind. Services will not be disrupted during our lobby refresh, and you can continue to shop and conduct your daily banking. We can't wait to share a new welcoming atmosphere with you. First Bank Hampton is a member FDIC.
Welcome to the First Bank Hampton Newsmaker program. Newsmaker is an informative local broadcast presented Monday through Friday on 104.9 KLMJ, with interviews available in their entirety online at radioonthego.com. Each day, newsmakers from Hampton, Franklin County, and around the broadcast area visit with Radio on the Go about events, meetings, public policy, and issues affecting our area. And now, here's today's Newsmaker program presented by First Bank Hampton, home of Nest Egg.
And today on the Newsmaker, we are joined by one of the producers of the TV movie, T. Meyer, that is Jörg Rockletzer. And part of that TV movie was filmed at the Harriman Nielsen Historic Farm earlier this year. And the reason we're bringing Jörg on today is we talked to him during the Harriman Nielsen Fall Festival on Sunday. A note to our listeners that this was conducted outside, kind of breezy on Sunday, so you're going to hear some wind during this interview. But Jörg does a great job talking about not only the reason that they picked the historic farm, but where they are in regards to production of the TV movie, T. Meyer. So, Jörg, do appreciate the time here. Can you begin by talking about T. Meyer and why you chose the Harriman Nielsen Historic Farm as a place to do some filming?
Yes, of course. So, I'm Jörg Rockletzer. I'm the executive producer and director of T. Meyer, together with Bernd Wittneben, Burdette Walters, Jonathan von Langen. And a few years ago, I was invited to drive old Model Ts around here with guests. And last year, we had a new idea about a local legend. So George Meyer is from this area, and he was a traveling salesman having a Ford Model T with a coffee grinder on it, and he would sell coffee, goods, tea, flour, sugar to the farmers around here. And he was quite a local legend with that because he did a lot of good for the people. He helped dissolving issues and problems. And then when it came to look for locations and sites, I contacted a very good friend of mine, Doreen Peterson, from the Historical Society. Oh yes, I remember you. You gave rights for kids here. And so she invited me to come here, and we looked at the place, and it's just ideal. I mean, such a beautiful farmhouse, you know, so authentic and beautiful restored. So we thought this shall be our location for the pilot for that hopefully beginning series of T. Meyer.
And so that's obviously a long process for that whole series. How long did you take to film here? Because like you said, this house, really nice house to use for a house to get enough for T. Meyer.
We did, as we were really efficient with filming. So it took us for the pilot 2 complete weekends to do this. So we trained our actors months and months before we worked with them. We used all Iowa actors for that, so we did not get anybody from any other state or any other, so it was all in all Iowa production. So we had actors coming from Des Moines, from Dubuque, from Lansing, from all over Iowa. We had camera crews also from all over the Midwest actually here to help us with that. So the whole thing preparing took a couple months, and then when you go on a movie set, it just has to work. Yeah, it has to be like clockwork. You have to know what works at what time, factor in weather, you have to factor in light, you have to factor in noise and stuff like that. And because of the ideal location of this beautiful museum, that took a lot of work from us, because you can film it in many directions, there's no obstacles, it always have the historical side to it. Also, what we really liked was the hospitality of the people of Hampton, restaurants, the staff and the directors of the Harriman Nielsen Farm set, who are absolutely incredible, amazing to work with. So any filmmaker I ever will meet, I will tell. These people have a movie made in Hampton. They welcome you with open arms, and you can make a really cool movie here.
They call that Iowa Nice, Jörg. It's an Iowa Nice. People know that. Again, we are joined by Jörg Rockletzer talking about the film here for T. Meyer back in May at the Harriman Nielsen Historic Farm. And as he said, it's obviously a long process. So Where are you in regard to the process of that series then?
We are in post-production right now. It means we are in the editing process. Editing is a several-month long work because everything has to be perfect. Sound, music, pictures, colorization, voices and things like this have to be ideal. We are so far that we will be possible to give the good people of Hampton a sneak peek on the film. So in a couple of weeks, there will be a vaudeville show here in Hampton at the Windsor Theater. So we will be able to show a rough cut of the first 22 minutes as part of that show. So if people want to have a sneak peek on a rough cut of it, then you know that's a good opportunity to get a first view on it.
Now, you said you're kind of the directing side of things. How many people does it take from, you know, background to actors, things like that, to put on a production like that?
About 100 to 150 people.
And you said they're mostly actors from around Iowa and the Midwest. I mean, you got some local talent for this.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So we're really happy. So we had really good actors. One really good actor from Germany. He was just recently in a Hollywood production called Reveille. He acted the main soldier. We also had also really good actress from the Des Moines area, Indianola, Cheyenne Goody. So she is just a lot of commercials, a lot of commercial work. We had really good people from Iowa Falls. So Matt and Lisa Uppen we had with that. So we also had a local kid actually from, I knew from college, Jonathan from Von Langen. He was amazing. And the long-term collector, Burdette Walters, who has an incredible funnel collection, and we used people from around here who had some knowledge about theater, from community theaters, and also had some experience with films.
Now, you're in Iowa here, mm-hmm. You're at the historic farm, you had your 1914 Ford Model T, which you had some of the guys that you're with brought these older vehicles, you gave rides around the farm. I gotta ask, what do you think of the Fall Festival?
It's a very unique one, and I absolutely love it, because you can see so many families here, and little kids, and they're running around, you can see them, how they are pulling their carts with way too much pumpkins on it, you know, and the parents are after them, you know, this is what you want to feel on the countryside. When you're in Iowa, you want to feel like a little farm kid, you know, and have just a good old time. So, and I just loved it when I came here from Germany. This is what I absolutely loved about Iowa. I love the countryside. I grew up in a rural area as well, so you know, and I just like it. The people are wonderful, and to see how much people have fun with these things, you know, and that flea market with all the great things, you know. I mean, you can get really Iowa grown honey here, and you can get you know, good food here, and it's just I just love how great the people around here, you know.
Jörg Rockletzer, behind the scenes with the film T. Meyer, they film parts for the series here at the Herman Nielsen Historic Farm. Like he said, that it's a perfect house, the perfect version of a farmhouse. Jörg, before I let you go today, anything else you like to add about the filming of T. Meyer or that, you know, small release that you got to have coming up in a few weeks?
Yes, we are just so glad and so happy we found this wonderful place, and we are so happy about the hospitality of Doreen Peterson and the staff and all the people who also housed our actors and helped with catering and food and things, you know. So this is a great place to make a movie, and you know, we feel deeply connected to that.
All right, that is Jörg Rockletzer here on Radio on the Go.
First Bank Hampton's Newsmaker program can be heard every Monday through Friday on 104.9 FM following KLMJ's News at Noon. To hear today's conversation in its entirety, visit radioonthego.com, click Newsmaker under the News tab. Podcast listeners can follow Newsmaker and listen to other broadcasts on demand by subscribing to the Radio on the Go podcast for free on iTunes and Stitcher. Thanks for listening to today's Newsmaker program presented by your friends at First Bank Hampton, home of Nest Egg.
Tired of standing in line at the bank? Hi, this is Maria Sames with First Bank Hampton. Banking is now as easy as snap, tap, and deposit. Open your bank app, snap a photo of your check, tap a few buttons, and voila, your money is deposited into your checking account right away. No more rushing to the bank before closing time. No more waiting in line. With mobile deposit, you have the power of doing banking right in your pocket. Your time matters, and so does your money. Download the First Bank Hampton app today. Member FDIC.